So you're an online coach, you're starting a business, and you want to learn how to run Facebook ads. Well, let me show you three big mistakes, three costly mistakes to avoid, and how to do it properly.
Welcome to the Health Runner Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in.
Hey, what's going on? Uriel Kim here, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. We help health professionals and coaches scale their coaching businesses online without the grind. And a large part of what we do is running Facebook ads. So a little bit of backstory here. We run Facebook ads. Minimum spend on a monthly basis is about $150,000 plus. We've been running ads profitably every single month for the past 6 years. So that's ROI positive, or return on ad spend positive, month after month for 6 years. And 95% of our client acquisition comes from Facebook. And we've built an 8-figure company. So what I'm about to share with you comes from in the trenches, real-world experience. And I coach my clients on this stuff every single day. It's a very, very big piece of what we do. And I would say I'm very, very good at this. So you can be the judge. At the end of this video, I'm actually going to show you another framework to help you write Facebook ads that actually convert. So stick around for that. Without any further ado, let's dive right in and let's talk about the three big mistakes. I'm going to show you how to fix them. I'm also going to draw a few things out on the iPad so we can see visually, you know, we'll make sense of a few things, but nonetheless, let's dive right in. So first big mistake is over-reliance and obsession over audience. Basically what I mean by that is really focusing on the targeting of who your ads are being put in front of. 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, that was all good, right? You could be very granular. You could say, I'm gonna target these specific interests or these specific celebrities or influencers. Nowadays, all that stuff is being taken away, right? Facebook essentially doesn't want us to know much about their users. And this is largely as a result of the iOS 14.5 updates that happens, you know, about a year and a half ago, depending on when you're watching this. So since then, a lot of people were freaking out. They're like, oh my God, I can't target properly on Facebook. Facebook doesn't work anymore. Guess what? It doesn't work if you don't know what you're doing, but it works even better than before if you do. So let me tell you the benefit of all of these interest removals. So when I started running ads on Facebook close to 10 years ago, my ads manager looked like a friggin' hoarder's house. Like it was like hundreds of campaigns and ad sets, individual targeting, like specific. It was so granular and it was such a pain in the ass to manage. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not a media buyer. I spent and made tens of millions of dollars running Facebook ads, but I don't consider myself a media buyer. I don't enjoy spending all day in an ads manager. I want to spend a few minutes and, you know, make sense of that. Back in the day, it was hard to do that. Now it's easier. And so because our clients are naturopathic doctors, functional medicine practitioners, health coaches, etc., they don't want to live in the ads manager either. So the good news for them and the good news for you, if you're in that same boat, is because the audience targeting has really just gone more broad than ever before, you don't need to worry about going granular. And you might initially think that's a bad thing, but here's the benefit of Facebook. Facebook has been around for what, 10 plus years? And the algorithm is so advanced. Think about it as AI, right? The more you feed this type of AI learning, artificial intelligence, the better it gets, right? And very much like if you're a kid and you go through school and learn and learn and learn and learn, like you'll be more knowledgeable over time. That's the same thing that's happened with Facebook algorithms. So now the beautiful thing is this, is you don't need to obsess about targeting. For our clients, we recommend 7 audiences and that's it. The easiest way to start is just going broad. And we help health professionals grow their coaching businesses online. Okay, it's a very, very specific niche. Yet our best performing audience with one of our ads right now is close to 120 million people. You might say, well, there aren't 120 million health professionals, et cetera. I know that, right? Our total addressable market size, you know, if we look at US, Canada, UK, it's maybe 3 million people, maybe. Yet our best ad is in an ad set that is 120 million people. How does that make sense? Well, what makes all the sense in the world is what's more important than ever before, and it's always been this, is your messaging. So essentially the words or the video that you're running as an ad, if the messaging is off, like if it's not connecting with your audience, nothing else matters. But the beautiful thing of advertising nowadays is that you can go broad. When I say broad, I'm talking, let's say you target women, menopausal women. So women 45 to 60, US, Canada, that's it. That's your targeting. There's no interest targeting, nothing. That's it. It's gonna be shown to whatever, 100 million people. Now you put an ad in front of those women, and if the ad is written well and it connects with them, they're going to take action. They're going to click on your link. They're going to go to your landing pages. They're going to opt in. They're going to convert, whatever. And that's going to feed back into Facebook, potentially, which we'll talk about in the third point. So keep watching. And when Facebook receives that intel, it's going to say, huh, conversion, good to know. Let's find more people like that. And that's how it works. So it's nice because you can go very broad and you don't have to micromanage 20 different ad sets anymore. You allow good messaging. And it's always been this way. I said, like, even 10 years ago, I said, the holy grail of Facebook advertising is you can go broad with good messaging and Facebook will do its thing. And finally, the rest of the world has caught up because that's the way it works. So I've said this before, you have to be very good with your messaging. If you are not developing this skill, if you are not writing on a daily basis to connect with your audience, you're massively losing out to people like myself and hundreds of our clients who are going to bury you when we're running Facebook ads. Okay, so don't be that person. Learn who your audience is. Get to know them, connect with them, their fears, frustrations, wants, and desires, and understand how your offer connects with that. Because if they don't opt in, if no one buys or, you know, converts, well, Facebook's gonna have a tough time finding more people to show your ads to. So that's the first big mistake, is obsessing over audience, when in fact, you should be obsessing over your messaging. Okay, now the second piece, I really like this. I'm gonna just show you on the iPad what this looks like. There's a lot of different ways you can run ads. And you have to be very careful about what you model and what you see online. If you are selling high ticket coaching, that's what I'm gonna reference here. It is a very different business model and a very different animal than selling coupon codes for a restaurant, okay? What I mean by that is generally the size of the ask needs to be proportionate to the length or commitment required in the marketing. So the way I define this is, I call this the conversion conundrum spectrum, okay? So we'll put conversion rate on the y-axis and commitment on the x-axis. So commitment being, how much are you asking someone to do? So here are a couple examples of commitment. Person goes to the landing page, they're gonna opt in for something. First name, email. Low commitment, right? High commitment on in that scenario would be first name, last name, phone number, email, address, mother's maiden name, social security number. I mean, like, who's gonna opt in there? Like, the level of commitment required from that lead is it's impossible, right? So if we take a step back and look at the ad, if we have a one sentence ad, is that a lower commitment or a higher commitment required than a 2000 character ad, right? 500, 600 words. Obviously the longer ad has more commitment. Now, I wanna give you something that the Marines have a saying. It says, if you want the most, make it easy. If you want the best, make it hard. And if you are in the business of coaching clients at premium prices and you want to avoid tire kickers, you have to make people jump through hoops. And here's why. So we look at this graph and here's what happens. Is conversion rate goes down with increasing commitment. That makes sense, right? So a lot of people think of that and they're like, well, I want high conversion rates. Well, it's like, hold on. Do you want high conversion rates or do you want quality clients? Because they're not the same. Because there's another part of this graph that I'm going to illustrate, and it's this. The green is quality clients. So just put conversion rate aside for a second. Even though conversion rate is going to go down, the quality of the clients coming through or prospects coming through is going to be that much better because they're committed to the process. This is the fundamental, the foundational principle that we have built our whole business on. And it's exactly what we help our clients do. Our clients are busy enough as it is, right? They're coming to us because they're burnt out, they're busy, but they still want to grow their business because financially they're not where they want to be and they want to impact more people. And part of the problem with a lot of businesses in the coaching space is that they simply allow anyone to book a call. Like, go to your website, book a free 60-minute discovery call with me. You're crazy. You're going to let someone who doesn't even know you or your philosophy, you haven't even filtered them, take 1 hour on your calendar? Are you absolutely insane? Don't do that stuff, right? This is how burnout happens. This is how you waste time with people who are not qualified. So what you have to do is you have to get people jumping through hoops. Now, you have to balance that, obviously, by providing a good journey for that prospect to go through. So in our case, it's a perfect client pipeline. So the first thing we have people do is from an ad, which is long, not one sentence, they're watching a webinar. And that webinar is about an hour. And here's the, I had a client ask me the other day, hey, Yuri, someone was like, you know, I didn't have time to finish the webinar. Like, do you have a transcript I can read? And I was like, I'm going to give you my point of view on this. Okay. You can do whatever you want. So I told my client, I'm like, listen, if you're having a conversation with this person, which she wasn't because it was an email, but I was saying, if you're having a conversation with this person, here's the question I would ask. Have you seen any good movies recently? And the person would probably say, oh yeah, for sure. I saw this and this and this. I'm like, huh. Interesting. Did you happen to get a transcript to read those movies? No, you probably sat and watched a 2-hour movie several times over with different movies. So what you're telling me is that this is just not important to you because apparently watching movies on Netflix is more important to you. And this is what I'm talking about, guys, is when you are getting bullshit from people like this, like,
oh, it's too long. I don't have time. Your ad is too long. Get to the point.
Tell them, like, go elsewhere. Like, do not do business with people like this. Because when it's a must, people will find a way. If it's a nice to have, they'll just come up with excuses. And you might say, Yuri, you're an asshole. And I get that. I can be an asshole sometimes, but I also have very, very strong boundaries. I'm not going to run my business according to catering to every single person's needs. Your coaching business is not selling little widgets. It's selling your time, your IP, your energy. And you need to have very strong boundaries around that. So if someone is not willing to play by your rules, they go somewhere else. And who cares? Because there are tens of thousands or maybe even more of your perfect clients that are out there as long as you have a good pipeline to bringing them in, okay? So your time is precious. Do not waste it with people who are not willing to go through your process. They have to earn the right to speak with you. You are the prize. The prize never chases. I know full well that if people are not working with me, man, they are losing so badly, so badly. I know that I have the solution that the right people that were, you know, the right client, the right free clients for us, we have the key to the vault that unlocks everything they want in their business. And here it is, it's in my pocket. I got it right here. You might be watching this and you're like, hey, I love that key. I'm like, great. When you work with us, I'll give you everything you need. But until then, you can just watch my free content. You can never compromise your standards, your values, your philosophy to bend over backwards to try to meet people where they're at. And yes, we have to meet people where they're at in terms of their pain points and et cetera. But in a coaching relationship, they have to show up and do the work. If you're getting pain in the ass tire kickers right off the bat, do you think that relationship is gonna be like any better inside? No. You have to train people how you want them to treat you. So if you're making concessions right off the bat, it's over. I had someone reach out to me a while ago. They're like, hey, can I get a French version of your webinar? And I'm like, of course, let me transcribe it. Let me do it again. And let me send that to you. Would that be awesome? No, it's never gonna happen. I'm like, see you later. Go somewhere else. No response. Again, that's me. If you don't like it, so I'm not saying you have to do this. I'm saying like you have to do you, but I'm sharing like you have to put up boundaries. It's very, very important. So that's the second biggest mistake is, let me come back to the thing here. When it comes to your Facebook ads, in a coaching type of relationship, you will get better results if you get people to commit more in the process. So longer ad copy, a webinar instead of a PDF download, okay? Stuff like that. And I've been doing this for a long time, guys. Like I've been online since 2005 and I've tested everything you can possibly test. I've done a lot of stuff. The lead magnets, the Godfather offers on the thank you page, all the stuff. Yeah, and yes, all of it can work. But there's a reason that our entire business for the past 6 years has been built on one four-step business model and why it's worked for more than 1,300 of our clients, generating more than $217 million in their businesses. And there's a reason why I don't suggest they do anything else. It's because this works in a high ticket coaching type of space. Now, if we're going to sell $47 eBooks, it's a different story, right? But if you're here because you want to build a coaching business and get more clients, what I'm sharing with you here, like, please take it to heart. Okay. Third thing that's super important is poor data and tracking. And what I mean by this is poor data attribution. So iOS 14.5, what happened? And I'll draw this on the iPad here so you understand this. So I'm gonna say pre-iOS, post-iOS. So here's what happened is pre-iOS, you would have your Facebook ad would go to opt-in page. I'll just put a little button here. And when people opted in, they would land on a thank you page. So that thank you page could have been, it could have been a video, could have been a download, could have been a webinar, whatever it is, doesn't matter. But what was happening back in the day is that you would have a pixel on this page and that pixel would be like a lead conversion event. So what would happen is that pixel, because you would set up the events in Facebook, it would feed back that data to Facebook. Right? So iOS 14.5 came along and said, so if you're an Apple user, hey, Facebook, we are no longer allowing you to do any of this stuff. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to sever the communication between the pixel and the ads manager or the event manager in Facebook. If you're a health professional, it would almost be like your HPA access, right, being severed. Like you're no longer getting feedback from the adrenal cortex to the hypothalamus as an example. Nothing's gonna work properly. And that's exactly what happened with iOS 14.5. So I'm still shocked when a lot of people are not even aware of this, okay? And I've spoken like, we've got clients that are doing 7-8 figures and they're still not aware of what I'm about to share with you. One of my good friends, who's also a client now, had spent $250,000 on their marketing, like an agency last year in 2022. And I was asking him, I'm like, are you still running pixel-based tracking or are you guys using server-side tracking? He's like, I don't even know what that is. I was like, shit, all right. So a lot of people I've spoken to, and I've consulted with other businesses outside the health space who do very large numbers. And they're like, man, I can't get my Facebook ads to work anymore. And I'm like, one of the reasons is because of this. They're not even aware of what server-side tracking is. So the challenge with the Pixel and what Apple basically did is they said, if you're on an Apple device, we're no longer sending the feedback of a conversion back to Facebook. So that communication is dead. And what server-side tracking is if we have the same setup. So we have Facebook ads, opt-in page, and thank you page. What server-side tracking does is it basically, so this is no longer happening because Apple's like, sorry, we're not sharing the data with you anymore. What server-side tracking does is it goes beyond the pixel. So you actually don't even need a pixel on your thank you page like you used to. And so what happens is at a server-side level, so this basically incorporates IP, different devices all together so we can get better tracking. It kind of circumvents that whole system and it feeds back to Facebook properly. So this is, it's not a perfect science. I mean, just to give you some context, before we set up our server-side tracking, we were getting 50% attribution after iOS 14.5. Okay, so if Facebook said you got 50 leads, we would really have 100 or vice versa. Facebook would show 100, but we actually had 50. Big problems, and you can't make decisions. That would be like flying a plane without the altimeter. I don't know, I think we're at 5,000 feet and the plane's like, no, you're actually at 100 and you're about to crash. That's how most businesses have absolutely just lost their shirt since iOS 14.5. So since we set up server-side tracking, we went from 50% to 90%. So essentially we're 10% off perfect attribution. And it's exactly what we've helped our clients do because we have a special process that we basically build on the tech side for our clients so that they don't have to worry about this tracking stuff anymore, right? Again, it's not, you're never gonna get any 100% attribution anywhere, but 90% is very, very close to make good decisions from. And so just, I mean, without anything else, I mean, our clients benefit from that and no one else is doing this. No one else is offering this at this type of level with coaching and guidance on Facebook ads to do them profitably like we do, right? If you can find them, please let me know. If you're a health professional or a coach, it doesn't exist because I pretty much know everyone in the space. I'm either friends with them or I've coached them. I know their businesses, okay? So the three big mistakes are this. Number one is over-reliance on audience and targeting. It's irrelevance nowadays, okay? Messaging is everything. Two, long-form copy and getting people to commit more through the process is going to give you and bring you better quality clients. It might cost a little bit more, but are you looking for the cheapest leads or the best quality clients? I think we know what the answer is. And third is you have to have server-side tracking set up. Otherwise, you're gonna run into a financial nightmare. So those are the three big mistakes and how to fix them. Now, if you're watching this and you're like, Yuri, I do not understand anything you have just said, that's totally fine, right? Because if that's the case, you should not be running Facebook ads. But it doesn't mean you can't learn. And it doesn't mean that you should be watching YouTube videos for the answers either, because you'll just be taken off in a million different directions. If you're a health professional and you want to get clients to grow your coaching business, click the link below this video and schedule a time to speak with our team after you watch our Perfect Client Pipeline webinar, so that you have context of how we help our clients. And if it's a fit for you, give it a watch. And if not, totally cool. Link is below. If this is of interest to you and you wanna get clients with Facebook ads because you realize like posting on social media all day long is friggin' exhausting and it's not as effective as it used to be. Facebook ads, there's a reason we put so much money into them and we continually spend more and more every month at a profit. At the push of a button, you can put your message in front of more people than an entire year's worth of content can generate. Like it's really that simple. So again, if you want help with this, click the link below, watch the webinar. If you like it, book a call with us if you fit the criteria we're looking for. If this has been useful for you, thank you so much for your time. Give it a like, subscribe, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.